it to the house and I washed the dirt out of it and I played the first tune.
Now, that's some of your ESP.
Now, how did I know? And it was, where'd it come from? It was brand new. It wasn't even bent. It wasn't, the paint was just perfect on it. It hadn't rained on it.
That's incredible.
And we thought maybe somebody dropped it out of an airplane. Because they used to do some stunts up over our house, you know, them airplanes out of top over them.
Yeah.
But it looked like it had bent when it hit the ground.
Yeah.
It went in the dirt.
You'd think so.
And, but I played Home Sweet Home. And you know, to play a French harp, you know it with your tongue. You know, each key you covered.
Yeah.
And I done it. And I said, how did I know that? See, well, you're what your parents are.
Yeah.
And you know, you can be educated through your parents and never go to school.
Yeah, true.
I'll tell you something else about education. My granddaddy, was a professional cowboy. He's the only one I've ever heard of.
No kidding.
There's what you call these drugstore cowboys, like you see in Hawks Head. You know, they ride out in you know, on a horse and all that.
Yeah.
And they do drive cows.
Uh-huh.
But what he did, he drove his cows down the Chisholm Trail.
No kidding, how neat.
It was the first of the Texas. See, that's been, good gracious, I imagine, going on 200 years ago. When he was just a boy, my daddy was just a young boy.
Yeah.
So you know about how long that's been.
Oh, gosh, well, that's so neat. Where was he from, anyway?
You got me on that.
But he came to Texas anyway, huh?
I guess he's from Arkansas. Yeah, he's bound to be in Arkansas. That's where Daddy was born.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's far back as we know that he came to Arkansas.
Yeah.
But he told, I remember him, I was just 5 years old last time I ever saw him, but I remember they were detailed about him.
Yeah.
He's a little man and he made up his songs. And my daddy would tell about his life too. He'd slip out in the rain. They didn't, you know, the way they would do, they'd drive them cattle so many miles and they'd camp out at night.
Yeah.
And he used his blanket and his saddle for a pillow, but, you know, he slept with that.
I've heard of that,
and it would rain on him. You know, they used to just storm and everything else on him. And they had to swim these rivers, you know, like the Trinity and other rivers. He'd drive them to San Antonio down here.
Yeah.
And had to ford every, if the creeks is out, the rivers, they didn't stop. They had to swim them cattle across.
Mm.
And that was a hard life.
Yeah, I bet so. You know, like it's been flooding down there this week, you know. And it does it every once in a while.
Well, of course, they've got a lot of reservoirs that catches a lot of water now that didn't have then, you know.
They had worse flooding problems then than did.
Oh, yeah, man. But,
well, did you move to Limestone County for a while?
My first school years was down there.
How long were you there?
2 years.
2 years? And then what'd you do? Did you move back up there?
My daddy loved Ennis County, and he said he made the worst mistake in his life when he moved down.
Is that
he
right?
He wanted to get back. He said the best farmers in the country are Ennis County farmers.
Huh.
It's always proved that. I don't know. We always thought they were.
Yes.
Of course, they left and went to Lubbock and Ellis County made Lubbock what it is.
Is that right?
You go out there and stop. You go out there and stop and talk. They said, well, I'm from Ellis County, but you said, I never did make no money till I got here.
Huh.
And no, we stop along, you know, in tourist cottage, the filling station, and ask questions. And you learn a whole lot. You know, people like to talk to you.
And
there's lots of people there.
Now, Lubbock, now they're all out there making money in cotton.
Yeah, it is a beautiful country, but they say them sandstorms is...
Ooh.
You ever been in one?
I've been in one. I went to school out there, and it was awful. I mean, you could tell it was spring in Lubbock because the sky would turn brown. I mean, brown, really brown.
Before they struck.
Yeah, it was awful. And you get in your hair and your eyes and your teeth, you know.
Well, I just don't like wind to blow.
Uh-uh.
But of course it blows here, but not like it does.
Yeah, but not with the sand in it. Not like that, anyway.
We was out there one night. We stopped at... We'd already had a motel rented. And never... First time we'd been in that motel. You know, it's a strange town, but... We was talking, and I mean, it's coming up a electrical.